The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, The Clear Criterion. Today, inshallah, we will continue our discussions regarding the Israelites and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings that they were given, that Allah bestowed upon them, their response to certain blessings that they received, their response and their general attitude towards Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the message of truth. Continuing with this theme, inshallah, we will cite some more verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. Before I begin the main part of today's program, a reminder, a point of excellence regarding sending salawat, prayers of blessings in favor of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, salat ala nabi. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam informed us that one who sends blessings upon him, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bestow 10 mercies upon that individual. So the action is done once, one receives 10 blessings. With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sending blessings upon the best in creation, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, we should make it part of our routine to express our love and reverence for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam by invoking prayers of blessings and sending these beautiful gifts of supplications full of blessings for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, not because he needs our supplications. It's because we need to do this for our salvation. And we do this as it is an honor for every believer, every member of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that he is able to present his greetings to the prophetic court, the court of the best in creation, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. In our last session, we discussed or we cited some points related to the Israelites, the blessings that they were given, and in our last verse that we discussed, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, for his nation, as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he struck a rock with his staff and springs of water came gushing forth. This was another extraordinary action witnessed by the Israelites, a miracle of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another opportunity for the children of Yaqub to strengthen their faith, to be more observant of the laws of their religion, to show utmost devotion to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and ultimately obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was this their response? Did they respond in the way that they should have responded? This is something we will look at today. But a few points that remain that I intended to share with you regarding this miracle of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, that water came out of the rock which he struck with his staff. And I mentioned last time that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it was his miracle, a greater miracle, that not from a rock, but from his very blessed fingers, water gushed forth. This miracle was described by the ulama as being a greater miracle, or having more excellence than that given to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A point here that the Israelites and the nations of the past before them and after them, they, when they faced a need or when they were in a situation of difficulty, they would turn to their Prophet alayhi salam. They would seek consultation, seek dua, seek some aid from their prophet. Prophet Musa alayhi salam did not say to them, why are you coming to me? Why are you asking me to pray? Pray yourself. You can ask Allah, raise your hands, and Allah ask directly, why are you coming to me? So in the action and the acceptance of the request of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, there is a reminder and lesson that not just, it has been the way of the prophets historically that they have helped the members of their nation. And this does not negate in any way the fact that they did not believe in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every help that we receive in this world through the asbab, through the means in creation, ultimately is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed for it to happen, has given power or empowered certain people to help His creation. Without His will, no one can help and nothing can be a means of help. That's the fundamental point of belief. So there's no confusion here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given His chosen creation, like the prophets, the ability and the power and the authority to pray for and come to the aid of the members of their nation. When we look at our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, there is a sahih hadith where Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu once expressed his concern to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam about how his father had passed away and he owed now the debt that was owed was transferred to him, so he needed to make arrangements to pay the debt that was owed, and he did not have the means to do so straight away. It was a large sum, or he owed a few people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam instructed him that he should go and make different piles of his dates, the dates that he possessed, just pile them up. And once he has done that, he would inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed that Sayyidina Jabir had made the piles of dates as instructed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam approached and instructed him in his presence to begin measuring and giving to the people who were owed. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained there, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu continued to measure and give until everything that he owed had been paid. And he radiallahu anhu looked at his dates, the piles that he had created, and he commented himself, saying that it seemed as if those dates, those piles, were just as they were when I originally made them. It seemed as if they had not lessened in any way. This was a miracle of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This was his example, or one of the many examples of him sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to the aid of his servant, his companion radiallahu ta'ala. And he did not say to Sayyidina Jabir, what a request to make. Because the request originally, or the intention originally of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak to the people that were owed, for he is noble, and due to his nobility, they might take the word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on board. They would consider the nobility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Kareem. They would give more respite to Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did something even greater and better for Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, and he created the means for him to pay his debts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which further strengthened his conviction and strengthened his love and faith in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Another example, which actually involves Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu again, the last example that I mentioned was from Bukhari, and this is from Bukhari as well, very famous account of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Hudaybiyah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing ablution, wudu, from, as the narration mentions, a leather pouch. the Sahaba or certain Sahaba began gathering around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he felt that there was some concern or there was a need, so he questioned them about why they had gathered around him, and they made the point that, oh, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we have no water. No water to drink, no water to use for wudu, for purification purposes. That's when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his hand on that leather pouch and water began to gush from his blessed fingers. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, and he commented on the amount of water that was gushing from the blessed fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He said, had there been 100,000 of us, the water would have been enough for 100,000 of us. Yet we were only 1,500. Meaning we were 1,500 in number, but there was so much water coming from the blessed fingers of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that had there been thousands of people, 100,000 people there, this water would have been enough for all of them. Again, an example of a prophetic miracle of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and another example of how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam came to the aid of those who needed help. In this situation, it was water that was needed. So let us take these accounts to heart, reflect upon these accounts, and the merciful nature of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He did not say to Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala in the first case that, who are you to ask me to talk to people about your debt? I am the Messenger of Allah. My duty is to propagate. My duty is to relate revelation to you. My duty is to teach you about your religion, not go to people and talk to them about your debts. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did not have this nature. The nature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so gentle and accommodating that even the Bedouin would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and without any hesitation they would express their concerns, they would express their requests. In fact, they would even demand at times, but this was their nature. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave personal discomforts, personal inconveniences, and did not say no to the people in general. If someone did not have something, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam at times would instruct them to take from the market or from somewhere where they can attain what they wanted in his name, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. What graciousness of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The verse that we last covered, or the verse that we stopped on, which mentioned Prophet Musa alaihi salam being instructed to strike the rock and the water gushing forth, also mentioned in that verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed them to eat and drink from the pure sustenance that he had provided. Now, one thing that needs to be remembered here, or we need to reflect upon this. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, through his supplication and with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was able to bring or make a means for man and salwa to be given to his nation. This was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they did not have to work for. Without any effort whatsoever, it would come to them, or they would have access to it. And this was a unique blessing from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that even when they were in the wilderness, they were thirsty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a means for them to have water. Now in the next verse, another example of the kind of response that Prophet Musa alayhi salam had to deal with from his nation. Go on to the next verse. In the next verse, there is another example of the kind of response Prophet Musa alayhi salam faced from his nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. And when you said, O Musa, we can never be content with one kind of food. فَادْعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا. So supplicate for us to your Lord to bring forth that which the earth grows, such as spinach, cucumber, wheat, lentils and onions. قَالَ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. He said, do you seek something inferior in place of something superior? اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. As you wish, reside in the region of Egypt or in a city. There you will have everything you asked for. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الظِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. And then they were subjected to humiliation and indigence. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And they became deserving of the wrath of Allah. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. This was because they were rejecting the verses of Allah and they were unjustly martyring prophets. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. This is because they disobeyed and they were transgressing. The verse begins with a rejection from the Israelites. The Israelites expressed that they would never be content with one kind of food. Which kind of food? Man and salwa, foods that were specifically created or given to them without their effort or exertion, without any personal endeavor of theirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them such pure food. Yet they said to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, overlooking, ignoring the fact that this is a special blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in particular for them. Instead, their response was, we can't be content with one kind of food. We want a variety of foods. And what kind of food did they want? Food that is common, that is grown in the earth. They're asking for spinach and cucumber and lentils and onions. Something which can be found almost everywhere. So on one side they had man and salwa, but they were not content with just man and salwa. They wanted something else. Prophet Musa alayhi salam made a very important point, a very clear point, or in the verse it is mentioned as well, that do you seek something lesser over something superior? Man and salwa, there is absolutely no doubt about this, that man and salwa is superior. Yet you are adamant and you are expressing stubbornness for something which is inferior. It's not even as good as man and salwa. It's not even equal to man and salwa. It is in no way equal to the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given. Yet their response was one of ignorance. And the ulama mentioned that some people have it in their nature, that even if something, they have this habit of overlooking or not benefiting from something which is greater for them, more excellent for them, because of habit. Their habit is to have low standards. Their habit is to be inclined to lesser because of their very own character. People who do not have aspirations to attain excellence often will be content with something that is lesser at the expense of something that is greater. This was the shocking thing, and Prophet Musa alayhi salam tried to make them realize by saying this, that they are leaving the great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them in particular for something which was lesser, and it did not even equate to the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed some reasons why the fall of the Israelites came to be, because they were rejecting the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at different times, there were times where they even opposed not just the truth, they actually opposed those who brought the truth, the best in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They not just opposed some of their prophets like Zakariya alayhi salam, they martyred him. They were guilty of the ultimate offense against this elite creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they martyred the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was one of the two reasons, or another reason, why in the end, or ultimately, they faced the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They faced oppression and exile or they faced punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at different times in their history. For this nation, the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there is a lesson in this too, a lesson of reflection, that a nation like the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, a nation like the nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, given so many blessings, so many opportunities to observe the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be obedient in every way, to follow the teachings of their Prophet, to follow the teachings of their religion, yet they ignored many of these commands. They faced persecution, they were granted salvation. Then after salvation, they themselves expressed arrogance regarding the commands of Sharia. So this nation, us, in the time that we live in, what is our attitude? What are we heading towards in terms of our ongoing daily struggle? Are we striving for betterment in the hereafter, or are we just focused on this world and what this world has to offer? The rise and fall of nations is like a recurring theme. Some of those nations are mentioned in the Quran, like this account or these verses of the Israelites mentioned here. We as believers focus on the lessons learned. But when there is an opportunity, when a blessing is given, one must remain grateful. One must be as obedient as he can be to benefit from that blessing as long as possible. When we become ungrateful, there is a danger the blessing is taken away from us, the honor is taken away from us, and then we face, or we are left with facing, oppressors against whom we apparently have no power of our own. This may be due to our faults. It may be a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In any case, we should not ignore the lessons learnt from the Israelites. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions people of faith who are coming from different backgrounds, what is going to happen to them in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, those who believe, and also those among the Jews and the Christians and the Sabians who sincerely embrace faith in Allah and the last day and do righteous deeds, so their reward is with their Lord, and they shall neither have fear nor will they grieve. This is a message for all those people who came to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day. They embraced faith on the day of judgment or in the hereafter. They will neither have fear nor will they grieve. This is such a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah enable us to follow the way of the righteous. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.